Hebrews chapter 10. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices that they offer year by year continually, make the comers to it perfect. For then would they not have stopped being offered? Because the worshippers, once purged, would have had no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats can take away sins. So when he comes into the world, he says, sacrifice and offering you didn't want, but you've prepared a body for me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you've had no pleasure. Then I said, see, I come. In the volume of the book it is written about me, to do your will, O God. Above, when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin you didn't want, nor had pleasure in that which are offered by the law. Then he said, see, I come to do your will, O God. He takes away the first, so he can establish the second. By which will we are sacrificed through the offering, by which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest stands daily ministering and offering often the same sacrifices that can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God, from then on expecting until his enemies would be made his footstool. For by one offering he has perfected forever those who are sanctified, about which the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and I'll write them in their minds, and their sins and iniquities I won't remember anymore. Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brothers, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way that he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold tightly the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider each other to provoke to love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting each other, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully after we've received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much worse punishment, do you suppose, shall he be thought worthy, who has trampled underfoot the Son of God, and has counted the blood of the covenant with which he was sanctified an unholy thing, and has insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know him that has said, vengeance belongs to me, I will repay, says the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But call to remembrance the former days, in which, after you were eliminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions, partly while you were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly while you became companions of those who were treated that way. For you had compassion on me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that you have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Therefore, don't throw away your confidence, which has great payment of reward, for you need patience, so that after you've done the will of God, you'll receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not wait. Now, the just shall live by faith. But if any man draws back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to hell, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul.